Hey, y'all know what time it is. Another episode of the Mixed Vibes Podcast, your favorite amateur podcast. So you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. But I'm your boy, Young Quack D the Dream, a.k.a. Big Single.
What it do, what it is. It's your girl, Jerz, back in the motherfucking building. I don't got an AKA this week. Just know the plot has thickened. The plot is fucking thickened.
AKA Big Single. Okay. Hey, y'all know the best. It's your boy, yes. Mr. Bill, AKA. And I am who I am. This is what it's going to boil down to. I am who I am.
What about this one? AKA, I'm trying to get like you.
Hey, I was trying to get like you. And there's some people fumble the bag.
You get the bag and fumble it. I get the bag and flip it and talk, man. What are we talking about?
Goddamn.
Yeah, man. You know, I was trying to get like you, my boy. And then, you know,
life be lifing.
I hope her life is going good.
Boy, the plot about as thick as a fat bitch on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it get real thick out here.
Boy.
Getting real thick out here. But now, y'all started? Y'all smooth?
Yeah. Yeah, we chilling. The internet is on a rive right now. But
yo,
we going to get into that in a minute.
It has been rough. Like, let's be real. The past couple pods, it was like scraping the burrow for some list. It's what we going to talk about. And this week is very, like, some stuff just ain't going to make the list. We can't get it all. Some stuff gonna have to get pushed to next week.
Either way, everybody still got beef.
It's a very beefy world right now. Michael Blackson said it best. He said in January, you know, when Kat and Monique was doing their thing on Club Shay Shay, the comedians was beefing. He said now it's the rapper's turn.
Boy.
It's the rapper's turn. Like something that ain't gonna make the list. Bia was taking shots at Cardi B on the record. Gonna get pushed to next week. We'll have to talk about that next week. Just everything ain't gonna make the list. But before we get into the list, before we get into reporting the news as we do so well, ask Jerz time.
I'll let you girl.
Jerz. We're gonna start off very simple.
Okay, because you let me hit me with some left field shit. What's the left, on?
It's coming.
Of course so, it is. I wouldn't be so mentally know. Prepared.
Just so you know it's coming. First one. Jerz, better song. Overnight Celebrity or Slow Jams?
Damn. With that Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, Little Anita. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm gonna have to go with that. I'm gonna make you a celebrity overnight. That beat was crazy. Like, I love Jamie Foxx and Kanye had it collabed on that because that was timeless. But if I play one in the club right now, that make you a celebrity overnight is what's gonna bop. Not to mention it's low key to dream.
Okay, it's the one. I feel it.
Boy,
overnight? I would go Overnight Celebrity too. That's because, come on, like you said, that thing bob. Twist the road that mug. Twist the road. Don't get me wrong. Both songs.
Twista. Ain't too many Twista joints I'm going to pop out with on Rip. That's it. Not the down Twista because we fucks with Twista. But that one,
heavy.
Timeless.
Fuck with Twista heavy.
Timeless. I can name 4 or 5 celebrities right now that could make me a celebrity yesterday. Boy. But that's another conversation.
Okay. We're just going to let that one be. We're going to move on. Craig. Pick a song, my brother. Slow Jams, Overnight Celebrity.
What keep popping in my mind ain't Slow Jams. It's the Jamie Foxx song. What is it?
The one with Luda? Or the one with T-Pain?
The Unpredictable.
That's the one with Luda.
Yeah, that's a banger.
Slow, Slow Jams is with Jamie Foxx, right?
And Kanye.
Jamie and Kanye.
Oh, nah. That one there. That was. I'm going with that one. Because that's when Jamie Foxx break it down. And he say, Al Green. And he do all his little, you know, his little impressions and whatnot. I think that one, I'm going with that.
Okay.
She got a light-skinned friend look like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That does go hard.
Yeah.
Got a dark-skinned friend look like Michael Jackson.
Boy. And that was wild seeing that shit in the video.
Which, by definition, both of them is Twista songs.
Oh, word?
Yeah, both of them is Twista songs. Okay. Kanye was just on Slow Jams. Twista had a run. Like, Twista was doing his thing.
I'm for that. Love to see a black man get paid. Shout out Twista. All
right. Quag. Ask Quag. We're going to get back to the X-Jars in a minute. Quag, did you see the Allen Iverson statue?
See the what?
Allen Iverson statue?
I did. The
training center.
All right. What are y'all thoughts on the Allen Iverson statue?
Go ahead.
I mean, I don't care either way. I mean, you feel me? I noticed it was tiny, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that was a little disappointing.
I guess because it was practice, you know, they gave him, you know, they don't really care about the statue for real. It's there. But this is the practice statue, you feel me? We talking about practice? That's it.
Mm.
A little subtle dig, I feel like.
Okay. George?
I was definitely shocked by how small it was. The detail, the craftsmanship of it was great. I do feel like they missed a good artistic opportunity with not getting his signature braids in there. Like, they did the four, but, like, I wanted to see some shit his mama came up with on the statue. Like, that's iconic Allen Iverson to me, and I feel like they really dropped the ball on that.
Okay. I respect that. I wanted y'all to go before I actually tell y'all the real situation. So everybody's making a big fuss about how small the statue was.
It looked like all a keychain, my nigga.
All the statues are that small.
Shut up, for real?
Everybody that got a statue and outside the Philadelphia basketball gym, arena, all the statues is that small. They're all the same size. People look at them and they compare them to, like, the statues outside of the Lakers arena. Used to call Staples Centers, now it's called Crypto. But because they big, massive statues, like the one Dirk got in Dallas. Now, all the ones in Philly's that small.
That's wild, because the Rocky statue's like 10 feet tall.
Yeah. But
that's wild. Rocky's a fictional fucking character.
But these actual basketball players got statues that, like Jerry said, it has a keychain.
Look like keychains.
different parts of town, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. But
different funding. Different funding.
Because I thought it was kind of small too. And then I seen a post on Twitter that said, man, people make a fuss about stuff without actually doing the research. The research says, and then they show the picture of all the other statues that's next to it. And they all the same size.
How many of those did we have reveals for on the internet, though? Like, I don't remember seeing no other reveals for it. So us getting to see that in live, you know, in real time, we was expecting some bigger shit. Like, I saw it under the blanket and thought it was the whole thing from the ground up. And it wasn't.
It was not. It was small, but I mean, it worked out, I guess, in a way.
It's an honor regardless. You know, shout out to Allen Iverson, big name in the game. Classic ball player to me anyway. So,
legend without question. Ain't too many like him. There won't be too many like him afterwards neither.
Yeah.
All right. No, we gonna. Well, Jerry, it's time to get interesting. Time to get interesting.
Yay! Don't we?
Quag, I want you to answer this as well. seen this post on Instagram. George, what are some things that you like to say when having sex? Quag, the same question goes to you as well. What is the talk game like in the bedroom? We gonna give you our personal business.
Damn. That's supposed to be private information. I'm very much a fuck around and find out. Because it varies with, you know, how good it is. If it ain't good, I'm telling you to get the fuck on. Go home. I'm going to sit on your face so I got to hear you at all. Goddamn. When it's good, rare form, like one leg on bed, one hand on lace front, that's don't pull out talk. Don't play with me. I'm gonna get specific into what I'm saying because this is Keith Lee's internet and y'all loves to judge.
But don't be ashamed.
Boy,
of what
that's
you
giving
do.
Don't pull out energy. Boy, that's why I keeps it private. Keeps it private. If you'd like to fuck around and find out, people on the internet, so you had it. My DMs are open.
Don't say that.
They are. I told Sam. Y'all don't be looking for me. Y'all love to talk shit. But y'all don't be looking for me. Heard you niggas was looking at me. Bitch, here I go. Bitch, here I go.
Right. Jersey said she outside, y'all. She available. Slide in the, I think the handle is Jersey Living. On Instagram.
Yeah, JERZELIVIN. I think it's on all platforms, actually.
Wow. Jerry says she outside and holler at your girl. Quag, why you sparking up? What are some things that you saying to the young lady? Why are you getting busy?
What are some things that you like to say to the young woman?
Yes.
Well, you already know. Go to it. Shut up and take his dick. I do not want to hear all that extracurricular shit.
He said, fuck the extracurricular.
You don't like the extra?
I don't like the overtly extra, the part where it sounds like you faking. I don't like all that now. Mm. Something I say, I'm pretty sure I say very often, get them balls. You would think a bitch be don't learn by now.
Boy.
And I'm not just talking about a bitch in particular. Let me rephrase that. Bitches.
Or we could just say women. You know, it's also a possibility. You know.
That's true.
Boy, let's get into what the internet was saying. Because the original tweet was posted by Kayla Wayla. And Spiritual World reposted all the comments, bro.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
please destroy me, Daddy was wild.
Yeah, you know that. That's the one.
Boy. We love a deeper daddy. If somebody out here talking about some good googly moogly, I'll be damned if somebody
that was a dude
inside me and good googly moogly come out. Hey. Boy.
But when that thing juicy though. Hey, you
right. We love a goddamn. You're damn right. Not I want to have your son. Those words never come out of my mouth. I'm sorry. Because they know I'm gonna smash the big red button. They know the birth control is strong.
Man, I ain't gonna play that game. I've heard that been spoke to me. I've been told not to pull out on multiple occasions. And I've never not pull out since child support has became a thing in my life.
Exactly. And you're a little more cautious. A little bit. Boy, it's the...
A lot of it. Forget a little bit. A lot of it. Extra careful out here on the... Make
extra
sure that she pop up.
Bruh.
Make sure she don't pop up.
Here's this plan B for breakfast just in case. Ooh. Not I love you, Daddy. This your pussy. But I be lying, though.
I mean, that's a go-to, too. Like, this is yours. We all be... Everybody, let's be real. When we have the conversations with sex, everybody be lying. Because this pussy don't belong to you.
Like, fuck out of here. I'm going to tell you. Don't ask me whose coochie it is, because I'm going to tell you it's mine.
Yeah, everybody be like,
and then I'm gonna remind you how much you like it. Don't give me that.
Hey, that's my go-to. You like it, don't you? I know you like it. You like it, don't you?
Boy, let me tell you, somebody had me by my neck last week and said, "This is what you needed, isn't it?" I said, You're damn Skippy.
Hey, telling the person what they need is wild doing sex. It's just
wild.
Why do you know me this well? That's the better question. Did we have this conversation that I needed it?
How did you know? Is that how it's coming off?
Look, now that you mention it.
I gotta get you this. And I might need it again. Keep that nice boy on speed now.
I mean, since you heard, I mean, you might as well.
Might as well. If you're gonna put in that kind of work, we're gonna work it out.
But yeah, I ain't gonna lie, man. Everybody be lying during sex.
Like, never nasty nigga. Goddamn.
Yeah, my mind is that is well. That is well. But, all right, it's time to report the news.
You didn't give us an answer, Q. No, thought you was going to slide.
But I did. I did say. What did I say? I just said something.
He was co-signing.
I co-signed with one of the, I agreed to something. Like I said, everybody be lying. Females be telling me it's mine. I be telling them that it's my pussy. I don't really be knowing if it's mine. It be question marks, but you know, we be in the conversation. You know.
Oh, do you hit me? You hit me. You feel so good. I'm coming.
Hey, you like it, don't you? I don't say it like that. But I'll be like, mate, you like it, don't you? You know, I mean,
You hit him with the daddy voice?
Yeah, the voice changed. The sex voice is completely different than the pod voice. And then the everyday conversation voice. It's not.
Hit him with it one time for the bitches at home. Hit him with it one time for the bitches at home.
But see, that's the thing. You got to be in the moment. It can't be. It can't be fabricated.
It's like, you got to be a big singer to do it, too.
You said what?
You got to be a big singer to do it, too.
Ooh. Yeah, let me not get nobody in trouble. Let's report the news. What's going on in Beef Central this week?
Jerry said
ding, 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 round one. Who's in the ring this week?
You know what I'm saying? Report the news. It's time to get busy on here. This said pie. I don't even know where to start because I lied. I do know where to start.
Yep. What you know exactly where to start.
Where's y'all thoughts on J. Cole apologizing?
Boy.
Let's get to that first. That's where we need to start. Because that happened earlier in the week. As soon as it was over.
Right after we was just hyping up the diss. If you was going to be on your peaceful shit from jump, why drop the diss in the first place? Come on, Cole. But then you realize later in the week, your boy switched sides. So he's like, all right, if I'm not just going to shoot one shot, I'm going to shoot both shots. So I'm neutral. Fuck everybody. I'm the shit. You don't like it. Move on with your life. That was how I felt as a whole for J. Cole this week. I'm always going to be a J. Cole stan on this podcast. Like, I love me some Kendrick. And at this point, that side of the beef got my attention more than Drake does. But he ain't the only one shooting shots at Drake this week. So.
This is true.
Boy.
We're going to get into all that in a little bit. But, Craig, when you talk about J. Cole, saying it don't feel right. It don't feel right in his spirit. He said that was the lamest thing he ever did was hop on this record and to address K-Dot. That said, fuck the big three.
And I hate that we couldn't get this off earlier because I didn't hear so many people talk about it. You think that's the lamest thing you ever did?
Ooh.
That right there?
Ooh.
That diss track? No. You need to watch that Dreamville footage. That was the lamest shit you ever did. Do you not understand how rap works? Do you not understand how beef works? Like, even if you just do it for show, my nigga. I mean, look, do it and don't talk about it. Like how you took, like how you don't say Jada's name in the song no more. Leave that alone. Hey, say what you said. What you said, and leave it at that. Even J. Cole, I thought you picked the side, and I'm thinking you done picked the wrong side, my G.
He picked the side of his spur. He picked his side. That's what he did.
It's wild because he the one that said the verse, we the big three, like we started the league. Is it K Dot? Is it Drake? Is it me? Like, these were the words that came out of your mouth that sparked the Kendrick verse in the first place. So it was like, if you was going to be on your peaceful shit, that's where you should have stayed. But now we jump in both sides of the beef, and it's just like, okay, you just feel like working this week. That's what it is. You got some shit to get off, and it ain't necessarily directed at nobody. You just spitting this week. Do you? You got the time, so you're going to ball.
You know what else he got? He got kicked out the big three.
Damn.
You can't remain after that. Hell yeah, that nigga's good.
One of my favorite lyricists. I'm sorry.
He can be good. You took an L, my G. What you said in the song, you did the whole alphabet and you skipped L. You just took one. You don't know what an L feel like? Yeah, you do. All my niggas hit me, tell them when you gonna get them, what you gonna do. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You hyped all that up just to come up here and apologize? Cancel. Don't get me wrong. I'm gonna still get hyped for a J. Cole track. But I'm gonna tell you what my mind gonna go back to.
Apology.
Raise your hand if you think Kendrick one of the illest MCs to ever touch the mic. Got me embarrassing myself up here riding for your ass and for just for you to come 20 minutes later and do some shit like that.
That's what he did.
I'm retracting my statement. I'm retracting my support.
What I'm saying is, it's Drake, it's Kendrick, and it's Blank.
Wow.
I don't know if I would necessarily go Blank, because I could think of some names.
I can't think of the last name right now.
Who
entered the big three?
Well, so when I think big three, I'm thinking of that era. And realistically, it's only three. Because some people's like Future. But Future really was before them in a way. Kind of.
Qualifying Wayne then? Because Wayne's name that come to my mind.
Well, Wayne was definitely before them.
Yeah, so he brought Drake in. So, yeah, I'm thinking
that, to be honest with you. I said three names. It's really four, but some people, like, one name for me was Big Crit. But a lot of people ain't going to rock with Big Crit because he ain't got the...
That's for you. I don't know him.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people ain't going to go that route. So, rap heads are going to Big Crit. I mean, it's Sean, Wale, and Nicki. Them is the three choices. Pick which one you want.
Love Wale.
Is that for that time frame, for that era of music? The other options are Wiz, Wale, Big Sean, Nicki. Realistically, if we're going off numbers wise, it's really Nicki. I ain't gonna say she'd be five numbers over K-Dot because they got probably the same amount of albums in that same time frame. Because Nicki don't drop that often, to be real. But if we doing numbers, Nicki's right there.
If we're going off bars, I do like Big Sean as an option. I feel like Sean always got heat for me. Like, I don't think I've ever been disappointed by a Big Sean track, for real.
Yeah, no.
Or feature. Let's say feature.
Bars, I'm going Sean all day.
Okay.
Who makes the better record? I might go Wale. Who got the better numbers? It's Nicki. So it's gotta pick your poison. Which one you going with?
Yeah.
Follow that big three conversation. Because I think people said Travis. Travis came after them too. Travis is his own.
Yeah.
Craig, you said that you still gonna get hyped. And Jerry said it too, y'all still gonna get hyped over J. Cole out or whenever J. Cole rap, because of his lyrics.
Not hype, but I'm gonna go I'm gonna listen to it.
I think I will when that time comes, but as of right now, I don't think I will. Cause J. Cole did all this, I'm him talk, I'm that nigga talk, y'all won't smoke with me talk. You did all of this talk, and I'm not talking about just this record, all of that talk before.
Every feature, he had something to say.
Every feature. You was making sure you was barring dudes up on their own song. Proving that you that guy. But when somebody shot at you, even if it wasn't about a water pistol shot, because all Kendrick said was fuck the big three, which is in turn saying fuck you. Soon as you did it, I dropped the record. Now you feel away. Now it's bothering you. Which is cool.
And then I'm not turn around and drop a diss on Drake. Like, make up your mind.
I'm not saying, hey, if it bothers you in your spirit, you got to do what's best for you. Not knocking that. Yes. Not knocking that. But at the same time, I don't know if I'm running to a J. Cole now.
I just think he sat back and looked at the internet real quick like, damn, yo, everybody's on a retrograde shit right now. Let me retract. Let me release and relate.
No, I think what it was him and Kendrick gave him a phone call and said, but you know, I really ain't got no problems with you, right? That's all it was Kendrick get on that phone.
Called
like,
him up and said,
hey bro, you know me and you. We ain't nothing but love, my brother. I was doing a playful shot at you, bro. I ain't had no diss record for you. I was just, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, we throw some subliminal jabs, cool. But diss records, nah, bro, that ain't us. I really think Kendrick got on the phone, did that. I really do.
Now Kendrick picked up the phone and said, my bad, nigga. I just needed the Snickers.
Kendrick was like, bro, you know that one about you, fam. Nah, it is.
I'm just hangry. Bro. My bad, big dog.
Bro, you know it's about that. You know it's about that Canadian nigga, bro. He ain't even one of us, cuz. That's what it boiled down to.
He ain't even about this life for real.
It ain't us, cuz we here. We need to finish that album. That's what Kendrick was on.
You used to be.
I'm being for real. I think that's what it was. So I think that, I mean, J. Cole, man, I wish you nothing but the best. But like I said, I don't know. It's kind of shaky grounds for me. I mean, we heard. We already talking about they back and forths. So we got to get on the Drake record. The Drake record.
Going order, yeah.
We're just going to get on the Drake record. Drake, which has not confirmed the record as he is, but has made some posts taking shots at Ross in his story on Instagram. Also, shout out to Rory and Maul. They referenced the diss track. And when they asked, have you heard it? Nah, I ain't heard it. But Rory, white dude on there, said, drop and give me 50, which is all through the Drake song. So, I really, this is Drake's record. Let's just call it spade to spade. So supposedly it got leaked. Rick Ross dropped the response in like an hour or two. Dropped the first. Let's just go. What do y'all think about the Drake record? How y'all feel about the Drake record?
Boy. Again, excited? I thought it was AI first. At first, I thought it was AI. I thought the internet was playing jokes on niggas. I ain't heard Drake come with a full 4 minutes of straight bars with no hook in a hot minute. So it didn't feel real. Boy, that verse on that line on how you big stepping wearing a men's size 7 killed me. Killed me because he just straight called Kendrick a little nigga. A keychain, if you will, my guy. And bruh, I was done off that. I like when the beef is funny. I do. I'm just here for the entertainment. And that was what I needed. It was a good record on Drake's part. You think he's going to say anything else, though?
Like, he said at the end of the record, this ain't even all I got. So he got more. He also said, Kendrick, you got a diss record that you've been sitting on for 4 years. Go on and release it.
Yeah. Not drop your shit. Look, drop and give him Vitty.
So, Drake, you talk about the funniness. The funniness is really Rick Ross and Drake going back and forth on Instagram. Drake releasing the messages between him and his mom. Ross on Pooh's side talking about, hey, Drake, your mom, I respect your mama, but you white boy, you know what I'm saying? You wanted to be with the black, you want to be with the niggas.
Boy.
The funny part is them going back and forth on Instagram. I saw the funny part we gotta talk about is Drake. Metro telling Metro Boom to shut up and play some drums, nigga. Like he just dismissed that nigga.
Dead ass. Oh. And I ain't been disappointed with a Metro project in the last like 4 or 5 years. Like Metro been working. But boy, he said go back to play these beats, nigga.
He said shut up and play these drums, nigga. Like ain't nobody even talking to you. Like shut your system ass up.
Not even just shut up though. Shut your hoe ass up. What?
Boy.
Don't forget he shot at Ja Morant.
Which I still don't understand. I was trying to read this article before we did the pod to try to make sense of the Ja Morant shots.
So ahead. Apparently Ja had Brooklyn first. You know, you gotta be into that kind of stuff. I do remember hearing that, but it didn't come first to mind. I'm like, man, who's the baller that be gritty? And I was like, look, I thought he was talking about Jay Jettas. I was like, what Jay Jettas do?
Man, there's only one nigga I can think of that he did it. Whatever the word is. What's the name of the dance?
Oh, the gritty.
Gritty. Thank you. Yeah. My son be gritty, and I'm like, bro, I don't know what this is. I still lean with it, rock with it. You know what I'm saying? I know how to spank
you. You know that part of the Harlem Shake when you dip and wipe your shoe off? That's what I thought they were doing for real. Wipe the shoe.
I remember Harlem Shake. I don't know what a gritty is. It looked like they skipped. That's all it looked like they're doing, just throwing
and
their
snapping. Arms. And getting your doo-wop on.
I feel so old telling these young people that they dance don't look like nothing. I feel so old, but it don't look like that.
You said spanky leg, and then you damn...
What's wrong with the stank? I'm saying, bro, that's what I
nothing was wrong with.
I'm saying that's what I did. I was at her stanky leg.
But can you imagine saying I can do the stanky leg, but I feel so old? Nigga, stanky leg is young people shit.
No,
stanky
leg.
Oh, I guess technically we remember when it came out. So never mind.
It's not for Jerry. Me and you, we in our 30s.
I am almost there, y'all.
Here you go.
29 is kicking my ass, though. I'm done. I'd like to unsubscribe.
Sorry, 29 kick your ass? Wait till you turn 30.
Boy.
Your ass gonna hurt. Literally.
29 was supposed to be my prep year to be right for 30, and it's not. Boy, yeah. Like I said, the plot thick is a fat bitch. Oh, God.
Every 29-year-old said that this is their prep year for 30. And then it don't happen. And then here come 30.
I'm just reverting back to 27. I need 3 more years to get right. Because life is life. Hey,
you can tell them dudes to slide in your Instagram messages that you 27. But your body's going to remind you that you 30 on your 30th birthday.
Boy, when I say this right knee been kicking all week.
Wait till you turn 30. I woke up 30 with different pains I ain't never had. I swear for God. The different pains I ain't never had. But
shit just falling apart, honey. But I digress.
All right. So Ja had Brooklyn first. Drake really taking that personal. He taking that to heart. Did not know that. I didn't know that's what that was about. Thank you for informing me. But Quay, what you think about the record? You team Drake all day. You should have started the pod waving the Drake flag. You ain't got an OVO sweater yet?
Ooh.
It's in the mail.
I should have known.
It's in the mail.
You know I done had one.
And I ain't know you had an OVO sweater.
Back in the G?
Nah, I ain't know you had
an OVO. It wasn't a sweater. It was a shirt. But it was the polo. Drake. It was Drake on the horse, but it was YOLO.
See, now I know.
Damn.
You know, light work. What I'm saying is, my boy cooked. He was cooking with the AI. The AI was cooking, not even gonna hold you. I'm not saying this was better than some of that AI shit I heard, but the AI shit was more polished. This shit here was raw. That nigga said, let me get in this stew and then I'm going to handle this shit. He went in there, you know, I think he did a thug thizzle. Shot at Ross. He said, Ross, you need to be worried about you and you and that man. Hmm. You jumping in the shit that they got. First of all, this is my question to y'all. If this many niggas got to team up to jump you, what do I got to do anything else for? It take this many people?
What if we looking at this wrong? We looking at it as they teaming up on Drake. But what if Drake did a bunch of shit to a bunch of different people to make them go this route?
That they have to just team up?
I mean, look, I know you're looking for another way to put it, but I mean, that's what they do. They teamed up. So
they said, hurt ass niggas unite, head ass boy.
Ross said
he's not even just teaming up. This is Marvel team up. You need this many niggas to beat Thanos? I'm
giving you Infinity War. You moving.
So Ross said he unfollowed Drake. Because
after what, the third hit or the fourth one?
After the French Montana shit. Let's tell the real reason. After the French Montana shit, he said he unfollowed Drake because Drake sent French Montana a cease and desist. Which is supposedly over. Drake did a verse on French Montana's album. French Montana was still gonna release it, even though Drake said don't release it. So that's I don't know, that's Drake pulling verses back again. Metro Boomin, I still don't really understand the Metro Boomin and Drake beef.
He's an instigator.
Yeah, but now they got beef. They got real beef for Metro to be calling everybody to be like, hey, you won't get on. They titled these two albums to diss Drake.
Children, fuck with you. Wild. I got about halfway through it today. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm always gonna bump a Future joint, but on some real shit, producer niggas only do some shit like that when they don't get their money or when you fucking a bitch. And
it's one or the other.
I think so.
I can see.
I think so. Like dead ass. Like you make the beats. Either you not getting your money or you fucking your bitch, and that's what it's giving to me.
I can't think of a time Drake was on a Metro B, so it was probably he was fucking his girl.
Unless Metro team up with somebody on a beat and then didn't get the credit, like that's shit like that be happening with producer niggas. Like, if it ain't that, it just feel real left field. We don't know the real T yet, but Metro was chilling with these niggas. And it was like, yo, they was venting in the studio. All these niggas had beef with Drake. He's like, why don't we put that on a record for you? I got some beats saved up in the back. Drake didn't want them. You want them? That's it. Maybe Drake ain't want the beats. He said, I'm going to give them to every nigga you don't fuck with. Every nigga that don't fuck with you.
Not the whole beef is. He Metro said Drake some beats and he was like, nah, I'm good. Now we got beef.
That's it. It be shit like that that spark shit like this. I swear, yo, I ain't one to predict the future. I ain't one of them kind of bitches, but let that be the story. Yo. Let that be the story.
All right.
Metro Boomin want some more, nigga.
He also shot at Weeknd on his album. I mean, on his Nylon's album. He also shot at Weeknd on his song because Weeknd and A$AP Rocky shot at him on the new Metro Boomin and Future. We still don't trust you. A$AP basically said, I fucked your baby mama first.
Bro,
the Weeknd said, I'm glad I didn't sign my life away. Because he was in the OVO camp, but he never signed the OVO. Greg, how you think A$AP Rocky feel that he ain't get even referenced in the diss?
Drake and Riri made peace, right?
He know better. He ain't gonna do that. He ain't gonna do that.
So I'm not gonna drag. I'm not gonna drag her into this. She ain't got nothing to do with it. So I'm gonna just dismiss you altogether.
You gotta go with the no response on that because he dragged her into it. She gonna pull up to his house.
Okay,
I pin Rihanna for she that kind of thing.
Like, come on now.
Nah,
I heard you good with them. What's
a cap on his ass? Damn.
So I remember. So Drake and Rihanna dated, but when Rihanna and ASAP dating before, and then Drake came in afterwards.
I don't think so. ASAP always had a thing for Riri, though. He said it in a bunch of different songs. It might have been flirting on a low, but they wasn't public or nothing. Because
they said it in a record. Well, they said rumors is they was a thing. They wasn't together, but they was dating.
This is what happened. This is what happened, or what they say happened. They said they was in the war show. They hugged on stage. He grabbed her ass. And her team was like, you know, he can't be doing that. Not on TV, not in public. Woody, 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 woo. Rihanna was like, nah, it's cool. It's great.
Who you talking about, Drake or
Rocky?
Rihanna and ASAP.
Oh.
So they was like, you know, people was like, oh, she got a, they, you know, it wasn't official. They ain't had nothing going, but they was like,
yeah.
He got a thing for her. Everybody she got a thing for him.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, linked up in the future.
Yeah. Because I remember he was on her tour at one point, so everybody thought they was together. That's what I was talking about. I mean, the Drake record was good. It gave Drake record. It gave Drake this record. It's something that you could play. It was catchy. It's something that you could play. That's what it boiled down to. It's something catchy. It's something that you could play. I do feel like he got another record. I do believe Kendrick has a diss record already prepared. I don't know if it's 4 years old. I hope it's not 4 years old. But I do believe Kendrick already got a diss record. And I believe some people have heard it. Do we get that diss record? Yes. I don't know how soon, though. Because if Kendrick was really bad, he would have did it like Ross and dropped the record right immediately. Also, Drake telling him to drop and give me 50 because your split is 50-50. And then because Top Dog, who Kendrick was signed to, was getting 50% of his money. That's where the 50 came in at. That. You got some explaining to do why dudes get 50% of your money. Then also telling Ross that you almost 50 while you know what I'm saying? Why am I even addressing you? Makes a good question. Ross, why are you almost 50 and your statement is I'm following somebody on Instagram? You a grown ass question. Why are we Ross, unfollowing? Why are you unfollowing people on Instagram as your statement? Bro, you 50. What's your like? That's not what we do.
You don't even use your Instagram. You pay somebody else to do it. So it ain't like you was looking at his post anyway.
And then you unfollow dude on Instagram, but just for research purposes, I went to Drake's last post. Your like is still on it. So you ain't really what's your
anyway?
Nah, we talking about Ross being 50. Ross, why you 50 and you wearing a shirt with Drake's face on it? Ooh. At your concert.
I think that's funny. I think the funniest part of all this is them two trolling each other. They did
Are you
more
really shit. Trolling?
Yeah, they both trolling each other.
With this nigga across your chest?
They keep tagging each other in Instagram posts. They doing this on purpose. He even played the while he was at the concert performing with the Drake hood, like Drake's face on the hoodie. He performed No New Friends or one of them songs that he got with Drake. One of them Khaled songs, which I feel bad for Khaled. That's who I feel bad for the most because we never going to get another Khaled record. Because everybody he does records with is beefing right now. But he played the chorus. And he said, man, cut that shit off. We only fuck with real niggas. Let's play some real shit.
Boy. Khaled not going to get involved. Like, Khaled is a producer, nigga, bro. He don't give a shit about that. He'll be listening for any other artists out there, bro.
Yeah, but your best friend, like one of your best friends is Ross. He got beef with Drake. You got two Drake records right now. He said it a month ago. I got two Drake records right now that I'm ready to drop for my new album. You can't drop them records now.
He don't care about the beef. He getting them niggas his features.
Shit, he don't.
Why don't he?
He making his fucking money and going on about his fucking business. That's why.
Jersey, if he dropped that record, who can he work with?
Everybody he works with is cut off.
Who can DJ Khaled work with?
Besides Quavo.
Who the fuck he want?
Who? Me? Who?
Shit, you need to pull up some of them artists from his last
Metro project. No, you missing the point. What we saying is, Metro said pick a side. So if you drop a Drake record, everybody that on that other side, so you get Future.
Ain't gonna work with him.
Future ain't gonna work with him. Metro ain't gonna work with him. Ross ain't gonna work with him. He get K-Dot. He ain't had a K-Dot feature in a minute, but still, only people he gonna get on that record is Drake and J. Cole. He can get waiting on.
Khaled can say fuck all them niggas and go hang out with Beyonce and Jay-Z. Like, there's a completely other.
We don't know what side they on.
Exactly, because they don't give a shit. I guarantee there's plenty of artists that don't give a shit.
There's enough artists
that have worked with Khaled that don't give a shit. He can dismiss all of them niggas for real if he wanted to. If he wanted to be about the bag and pick a side, he absolutely could. But in a year, it won't matter.
This his bread and butter, because you're right. He has worked with Jay. He has worked with Beyonce. But those is one. Those is, they both give him like one record an album.
True, but again, there's a slew of artists under them that they can get into. If SZA don't pick a side, SZA, TDE. So no, that's Kendrick. That's he could work with Chloe. Well, she's Kendrick, up under Beyonce and them. Like there's. Again, a slew of other artists, slew of new artists. He can work with Tyler. I don't think Teyana Taylor really gives a shit about what's going on. He can work with Teyana Taylor. Like,
what you saying? It's a bunch of other artists he could pick. But what we saying is,
he could fuck around and pick a side, for real.
True. But what we saying is, his bread and butter, the people he normally work with, is all involved. So now you got to go and convince Teyana Taylor to do a record. You got to go convince Chloe and Hailey to do a record. You had to convince Jay Belvin, I'm just throwing him out there, somebody in that field to do a record.
I think if you're a musician and the music you need to work with is good, everybody else's beef shouldn't fucking matter.
I heard you. I don't know.
2024, what you said is 2024, year of the beef?
Year of the beef. Exactly. Fuck it.
Things are different now.
And a bag is a bag. Metro Boomin sliding in your DM right now and be like, yo, I got this fire beat, jump on it.
No.
Now, if you want this Drake feature, you don't.
Because I'm going to hit Drake and be like, look at this whole ass nigga in my goddamn DMs. What's good?
Metro said it best. Like, realistically, at some point, it's going to boil down to who's going to pick a side. Now, it is crazy that it is 20 people on that side. And it's only one person. Well, we got to stop saying 20. It's like five people on that side. It is one person on this side. The person I want to hear from the most is 21 Savage. Because you just did an album with Drake. Boom is Metro.
Boy.
Who you? Ace Savage? I feel like you need to talk. I need to hear something. Who said even if you ride neutral, can you really ride neutral in this? Not if you're 21.
You're the beef.
You can't.
It's too soon.
You can't. 21 Savage can't ride neutral.
Them songs still slap. It's too soon.
Yeah, songs still slap.
You booked 21 Savage to perform. He's performing Metro Boomin songs and Drake songs.
Yeah. Because it's not about him. Anybody said shit about 21 yet, right?
Drake brought him into it.
Drake said he said he brought SZA into it technically too. Where SZA
was bananas. But why?
I feel like
she don't care.
They with TDE. I feel like SZA just got brought into TDE. Yeah. And it's SZA posted on her Instagram a Nene Leakes quote. Why y'all bringing me into this? It ain't got nothing to do with it.
Ain't got nothing to do with it. Chilling. 21 don't care.
Hey, but the Instagram stories is the funny part. This is the funny part. Direct, I don't even care. I want Drake and Kendrick to keep going back and forth. I want Drake to keep going back and forth with The Weeknd, ASAP. I don't really care about ASAP too much because ASAP, I don't see him as a rapper no more. No offense. You just like a fashion dude. Whatever. Cool. Ross and Drake, I don't really want y'all to go back and forth on records no more. I just want y'all to do Instagram shots at each other because the shit's pure fun. This is just funny to me. That shit's more entertaining than them two rappers.
I'm telling your mama.
not Ross, like white boy. Showing respect to his mama, but then seeing white boy, you want to be with the niggas. That shit's just funny to me.
Boy. The internet going internet every time, I tell you.
Well,
2024, year to beef.
So it was other stuff on the list, but it's now 10:42. So without further ado.
That's crazy.
The whole pod. We did a whole pod about Drake. Meek and Wale talking about each other. Well, really Meek's talking about Wale.
At least we ain't up here talking about Blueface and Krishan.
That's because he locked up. And she said, he's keeping me happy. How he keeping you happy if he locked up? But I mean, that's neither here nor there.
Because she know where he at. He not fucking bitches if he in the box. But RIP to his booty hole.
I'm not gonna follow that. Go ahead. I'm not.
Hey, go ahead. You get that one. Is he not cheating on you with somebody you can watch on the internet? Okay.
You sure he ain't cheating?
I said with somebody she can't see on the internet. What he doing in that cell? We gonna find out about when he get out. Him and Bubbles.
I'm not even gonna hold y'all. I really don't have a high thought because you know I thought we was gonna have you know a little more time to talk. You know,
we've been on the pod for an hour, bro. If you ain't had a high thought within an hour, bro, what you been doing for the past hour?
Shit, I was over here smoking, trying to damn you know enjoy my get my little high on.
You wrote the week during the pod. You still ain't got a high thought.
Sidebar though, did you get into that Jordan Lucas album, Q?
No, I ain't got to her.
Oh, we need you to do that this week.
I ain't listened to music.
I still had it on mix this week.
I haven't been listening to music this week, which I've been listening to a lot of podcasts this week. Yeah, I've been listening to podcasts this week. The first time I was listening to music was this Drake and Ross stuff. I haven't really listened to music this week. And I think I'm going to give Bryson another try because I'm getting on TikTok and everybody's praising this damn album. I gave it a 6.5, but these motherfuckers acting like it's an 8 or 9.
And I kind of listened to it too. I heard one or two tracks on it, but I ain't diving into the whole album. It came up on my shuffle when I was listening to some other shit.
Speaking of shuffles, my bad, Quay. Well, I don't understand why Jason Derulo pulled up on my shuffle. I've never listened to Dude a day in my life. He still pulls up on my show. This happened a couple weeks ago. He popped up again. I don't even know Jason. Listen, no offense to dude. And I think I said this before, but I won't say it again. Why is he popping up in my... And I thumbs down the last time.
I don't know. AI is listening.
Maybe I should give him a try. Maybe that's the sign. Maybe I should give Jason Derulo a try.
Lord.
That ain't
gonna
that's happen. Your type of music.
Lord. First off, bro. Don't Jason Derulo is my type of music. Because I feel like that's a diss, and I don't even know what his type of music is. So don't say that. Like, bro.
It's kind of poppy.
That's your speed. I'm not even going to hold you, bud.
I'm not big on Jason Derulo. He's kind of poppy, and it just, I like other artists in opposed to him. Like, on a lighter note, Chris Brown dropped the deluxe version of 11-11. For those out there who haven't heard it yet, pop on air, because there's a whole nother 11 tracks, nigga. That go girlfriend go what he out here dissing Quavo like again
we didn't have time to get it hurt. Like we're gonna have to address all of this next week.
Let me just say I think Karrueche on the train for the clout, but that's all I'm saying. If we don't hop into it next week, it's giving clout for me.
That whole thing though, Quay. We done gave you an additional time to come up with a high thought. And you still ain't got a high thought?
Hell no, I really didn't have no high thought for y'all.
This week at least.
This is Blueberry Muffin.
blueberry muffin. That shit sounds delicious.
Don't necessarily taste like it, but, you know, dry. It smell like it. What I was going to say is, I was going through the little group chats, you know, what I could just poach out of here. But I mean, really ain't nothing but this beef.
And I'm a beef.
What is this? What is this? Jeezy and Jenny Mai, they back. He want full custody. You know, Carisha and JT. That's what it is.
We saving that
Carisha.
We saving that for next.
You say that for next week? Well, I'm gonna shout out Carisha because she got him running mate for worst acting in BMF. Shout out to the homegirl Saweetie. She was the hardest thug nigga I had ever seen, boy. Saweetie was tearing that nigga up with that baseball bat, boy.
Dang.
Chewing that fucking gum. That shit was pissing me off, boy. She ain't as bad as Carisha, but she a close second.
Dang.
And Lala, they must have gave Lala, they must let Lala write her own lines. Cause this bitch love talking about how wet her pussy is.
She let Melo know what he's missing out on.
Cause you know he gonna see it. You know he looking for it.
Nah, we talking about on the show. We ain't talking about it in real life.
He's stalking her Instagram. He sees all her projects. She ain't coming home no more. He got to see where she at.
I'm worried
about that, man. I'm worried about Lala. Lala fine, but come on now. We worried about her.
That's
whoa. Let's not discredit Lala.
They was locked in.
I'm not discrediting her, but I'm saying she gone for a reason.
Because he was outside.
He was outside, but...
And now she outside.
I mean, he just... Melo was crazy with his shit. Neither here nor there. This has been another episode of the Mixed Vibes Podcast, your favorite amateur podcast, and you can find us wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, Pandora. They fuck with us over there. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you get the phone number, email, questions, comments, concerns, only by your boy, Young Quaggy T, a.k.a. The Biggest Single, a.k.a. I'm trying to get like Q, but I'm a holla job.
It's your girl Jers. Join us next time. Don't forget to listen to Act Accordingly podcast. Episode 1 is out. Episode 2 coming soon. We're trying to schedule for this week. Holla at your girl, because the plot's getting thick. Like your thick auntie's underarms, boy.
That's your thick auntie's underarms.
All right. Boy.
You already know the best. It's your boy, Mr. Bale, a.k.a. Shit. I ain't really outside no more. But, you know what I'm saying? We can catch y'all on the next time. So we shout out five. Shout out from my perspective. Shout out my boy, Dion. You know what I'm saying? Get your sports takes over there and whatnot. And, you know, I still do hold up in another thing where somebody was supposed to come on this week. And I ain't heard from him. But anyways, we're going to catch y'all on the next time. That's a lie. It was me.